This is the brief on the clinical trials putting AI to the test. Welcome to the Sunday 3 Champions edition of Conversational AI Watch, warmly sponsored by Clinician Assist. Today, we're skipping that weekday corporate hype to focus on three American researchers running real clinical trials with machines actually talking to patients. First up, Dr. Kristen Leitner at Penn. She runs a texting program called Penny that answers new mothers for 6 weeks after birth using purely clinician-written content. In this randomized trial of 156 women who self-identify as people of color, Penny isn't trying to be an AI therapist. It's basically an automated night shift holding the line when the clinic is closed. Now, while Penny tackles the midnight isolation of new moms, our next champion looks at elder isolation. Second, Dr. Hiroko Dodge at Massachusetts General opened her AI Connect trial on July 30th with 80 isolated adults over age 75. She's testing if a conversational voice agent can handle frequent check-ins. You might ask, is this just replacing human connection? Absolutely not. Both arms of the trial still keep a weekly human call, so the machine literally just fills those empty hours. But Dodge's safely monitored trial brings up a huge point. What happens when AI goes off script? Finally, Dr. Ellen Fitzman's Kraft at Washington University is running 800 adults through a strictly rule-based eating disorder chatbot that cannot invent a single sentence. Why? Well, in 2023, her earlier chatbot was taken down right before launch because the operating company added a generative layer that gave out dangerous advice. It just proves that for high-risk patients, being boring and scripted is a feature, not a bug. While tech labs are busy testing what machines can do, these three champions are testing whether machines actually leave patients better off.